Glory to God. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, I'm going to get to my lesson. But the psalmist says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Shall not. And he said, don't be afraid of certain death. And we have seen all of that. Hallelujah. You're still here. Hallelujah. But the enemy want to pose a threat to get you upset and make you think that he can do something to you. But when you know who you are, stand in your place of authority, He's just a puff on the wind that's not going to happen. Bubble on the water is going to be busted at the bump of your finger. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't be moved by what happened to other people because you don't know what they're believing. But you know what you're believing, don't you? Come on, talk to me now. You know what you're trusting. You know what you said. You know what you're standing on. I can't count on somebody else. Amen. But I sure know what's in my heart. Hallelujah. I can't tell you what's in your heart, but I sure can tell you what's in mine. Come on, talk to me now. So I don't allow the devil to have any place. And we'll get to our lesson. Ephesians 4:27. And if y'all can beat me to it, go ahead. 4:27, it says, neither give place to the devil. Do what? Neither give place to who? The devil. Hallelujah. Neither give place to who? Because he can't take a place. You've been delivered from him. Hello? I say hello. And so he tells you, don't you give him any place. Don't you give him any place. So I want to pick up again tonight. Yeah, you got your Bibles. Modern technology we got is we appreciate of it. Amen. But yet you ought to bring your notepad and your pencil. Because you need to type it down, put it down so you can go back and read it. This is how faith comes. This is how we become strong. This is how we become steadfast. This is how we become unmovable. Hallelujah. In the faith. So in these days in which we live, amen, stuff is moving people, that people's just let a little something happen, they're shook up. But I have settled my faith in the word. I'm going to say it again. My faith and my trust is in the word. And I'm going to tell y'all a secret, tell y'all something. I haven't always been here, but I tell you how I got here. I spent time meditating in the word, practicing the word, confessing the word. Believe in the word, standing on the word. Amen. And I found out this word works. And what used to throw me, and you know, I didn't know how, and that was the area in my life, I didn't know how to stand. Because I would say certain things, look like it, nothing happened. But the moment I said it, it was working. I didn't know it, but boy, you can't move. You just better get out of my way, devil. Hallelujah. And so, when you know this, in these days in which we live, you just got to know that God said it in that skeleton. I'm a doing it. I'm standing on it. People come, people go, people stand, people sit, people run, people do all the other things. But where do your anchor hold? My anchor hold where? In the solid rock. And that rock is who? Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to, I'm going to pick up where we left off last Wednesday night. And I'll be timely. Amen. Amen. I got up here about 7:13, something like that. Amen. And I shall not be moved. Do you believe that? Say that about yourself. I shall not be moved. When that subject came to me, thought, and I'm going to read the scripture and we're going to get moving. When I was at my home church many, many years ago, there was a deacon, he was singing that song. And my wife can testify to that, because we were there. And what happened, well, anyway, I don't want to get off on that, but what happened, there was something went down. And we got a pastor. He believed in, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he believed in speaking in tongues. And most, not all Baptists, but most Baptists, I said missionary Baptists, they didn't believe it. So he would sing that song, be moved. But I'm going to read the scripture. I'm not basing my statement on that, because I believe in speaking in tongues, prophesying, following the scripture, doing what the Spirit of God tells us to do. Amen. And so I'm going to read my text again. If you put up Acts 20:24, and we're going to move on. Acts 10:24 said, but none of these things what? Move me. What? None of these things move me. If you read, and you can even go to, we're not going there, 2 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 11, Paul talks about all the different things he went through. The shipwreck, the beatings, the stoning. He was stoned. He was cold. He was naked. He was just deceived by countrymen and his own brothers, other people. He just went through all kinds of stuff. And when he got through the list, he said, beside this, I have all the cares of the churches on me. He was an apostle, and he had gone from different cities and towns and places where he will establish work. And even when he will establish work, sometimes he would have to leave that work there with an elder man, a person, because there was no pastor had been raised up at that time. And he went through all kind of persecution, rejection, and that's what this is what he's talking about. None of these things move me.